this episode, we're going to talk about what would you do with your three wishes from a genie. What's the biggest shopping mall you've been to? What's your favorite suit? And if you had the power to teleport anywhere, or would you rather have the power to read minds? All right, guys, let's jump right into it. If you were granted three wishes, what would they be? All right, first of all, I wrote this vase or lamp, whatever it's called, and this genie popped out. First, I'm going to be petrified and in shock. Might pass out. But when I wake back up, I'm going to hit it one more time. Let's see. Make sure it was real for real. He come back out. Oh, we on. We in. For my first wish, 100 million. Don't really got to explain it. I need 100 million cash, brother. I don't want it in no bank account. None of that. If you could do it in all hundreds, I would appreciate it. Second wish, I need a clean record. Anything that's on my record, criminally, any debt I owe, clean all that out. Take all that out, bro. I don't need all that. I need all that taken care of. Boom. Third one, I need 3,000 acres, and I need it in a good location. 3,000 acres wherever I want it. You feel me? Matter of fact, just give me 3,000 acres in Montana. Even if it ain't enough land, I mean, if I got to take over somebody else's land, I need it. Because first reason for 100 million, all my family going to be straight. I got 100 million, oh, all my family straight. Because I'm going to put you all together. In y'all own little set, family, whatever, whatever. Your immediate family is going to be there with you. You don't like it, move out that house. We'll downsize that house. You don't want to move in with them, that's all I'm offering for you. Because I got a house for y'all. Y'all got to keep the water and lights on. That's all you got to do. And if all y'all in that house can't keep it on, there's something wrong. Well, don't call me. I done already set you up with a nice house. Y'all got to take care of the cars and all that other stuff. You got to get you a car. Take care of the light bill. That's all you got to do. Take care of your phone and all that. Then, the reason for having that clear record and debt, I ain't trying to pay you my 100 million on that. And I'm trying to take care of y'all, too. Then, the third one. I need all them acres because I want y'all to have y'all's and I want me to have mine. You feel me? I'm putting all type of stuff on them 3,000 acres. Businesses, homes, car lots, everything I can fit on there. If I can fit a school on there, I'm going to put a school on there. You feel me? I'm going to have my own city. You feel me? That's what I'm wishing for. My own city, zip code, all that. But yeah, if you rub the lamp and you got a genie to come out, what would be your three wishes? What's the biggest mall you've ever been to? Me myself, like I said, I done been in Dubai, over there in Saudi Arabia, wherever you're said. I don't keep up with stuff like that. I don't even remember what the mall was called. But boom, let me just set the scene for you. Well, on the way there, first time ever seeing a Mack truck customized in an actual Lotus in person. Like, I don't know what the name, who made the Lotus, but one of them little baby looking cars, the Lotus, seeing one in person. It was baby blue. Pink rims, cold. Then the Mack truck was huge. It was lime green. All of the fixtures on it was chromed out. And he was just driving like a red car. He sped past us in the Mack truck. But anyways, get there to the parking lot. Multiple parking lots, like one that braids your car up, lift your car up, all this kind of crap. Lamborghinis in there, out there, Porsches out there, Mercedes is out there, all that. Bugattis. Before I even knew what a Bugatti was, I was like, I don't know what this is, but it's nice. Boom. Walking into it. Walking to the mall, actually. Come in, and it's a huge mall. I'm talking about it's stupid big. And everything got their own little big part. Like, imagine the biggest store you've ever been in a mall. Every store is like that in there. And they got all the name brand stuff, you know. Ralph Lauren, Lacoste, Gucci, Versace, Balmain, all that. Ferragamo got their own stores. Then it's got an area where it's just dedicated just to jewelry. So when you first walking in, it's like, you know, all this stuff is out. And not to mention, when you first come in, it's a canal, like a river, where you can get on the little boat and they'll canoe you through the whole mall. Food court done big. First time ever seeing the, this is the second time ever seeing a theater in the mall. So it's two theaters actually in there. Going through, walking around. No, I had to hit the Lacoste though, you feel me? Went in there and bought a few things, boom. The Louis stuff, can't afford nothing in there, get up out of there. Gucci stuff, can't afford nothing, get up out of there. Versace, can't afford nothing in there, get up out of there. You know what I'm saying? So, me being me, I'm walking around, and you know the car, you know how it's cars in there? It's cars I still ain't seen. And this was 2010. You know what I'm saying? And then if I would have knew what Tesla was, when it was, what it was, I'm like, this is nice. I like that. But they was in there too, just sitting in the middle of the, you know, boom. So when you get to the exclusive side of the area, at first start off is the jewelry place. So we went past the jewelry places and peeled back. First time ever seeing a Frank Mueller. I'm in the Frank Mueller stuff. I pick it up. I come in there. He's like, bro, you want to see the watch? I'm like, yeah, I pick it up. This thing covered in diamonds. All black, covered in black diamonds. Cold. I'm like, buddy, how much is this one, bro? He was like, it's like $500,000. It's like, boy, take it back. He was like, oh, I got two of these at home. I was like, flexing, boy, you ain't got to flex for me. He was like, yeah, I got a couple of these. I was like, man, this guy right here, bro. First time ever holding a $500,000 watch in my hand. It was weird, bro. I felt so dirty and grimy. But in there, like, I think it wasn't a watch under $100,000 in there, bro. And I was just thinking to myself, like, man, this is it. Like, I can't believe this. And it seemed like if we would have stayed in there longer, we could have went around more and more stuff. Like, it seemed like it was over 200, 300 stores, man. It was wild and crazy, bro. Like, but that was the one thing that stood out to me the most was them watches, man. Like, half a million for a watch. I had to hurry up and get up out of there, bro. But yeah, what's the biggest mall you ever been to? Let me know. What's your favorite soup? Me, myself, it's gotta be the creamy tomato with lobster and crab. Never been to the New England area. It's almost like living down in Florida. They got all the seafood you can think of. Like, even when I went to Saudi Arabia, we had to go to Maine first. And we flew out of Maine and then went across that water. They had some lobster mac and cheese. But that's another story. Creamy tomato. Well, tomato soup always been my favorite because I just like the taste. It tastes good to me. I love tomato. Tomato's good. Especially you got a little bit of cheese to hit it with, or if you got a grilled cheese on the side, Rizzy. But I was up there in that area. Little chick had took me somewhere. Little shorty had took me somewhere. We out eating, and I see it on the menu: creamy tomato with lobster and crab. You know me. I cashed out. Let me get the biggest one you can bring. Gotcha. But tearing it up, they gave me that little toast on the side. But I had to hit the waitress like, bro, you can bring me a little pinch of cheese. I don't need a lot. Brought me a little pinch of cheese. Sprinkled it all around the top. Stirred it. Hit about two or three times. Stirred about two or three times. Hit it. Whipping it. Poof. Picked up that toast. Dunked it. bit off the piece of toast, scooped me one scoop, scooped me two scoops, scooped me three scoops. But hog heaven. If you don't know what hog heaven is, look it up. But that's like the most fire soup I done ever had. Next to my mom's, like that. Like, second is my mom, ham and potato soup. That's what she make after like Thanksgiving or Christmas when she don't cook the ham. Cause my mama hams be legendary, bruh. She'll like, after the ham all gone, you know, well, it ain't all the way gone, but you know, it's getting to the point where we done had it in there too long. Now it's like, can't keep cutting off of it and keep doing this and keep doing that. She'll cut it all, like cut all the good meat off of it, you know. So it'd be like, 90% meat and then 90% fat. And then she'll throw the rest of the fat and whatever away. And throw the bone in the pot. Chop up like, I don't know how many potatoes. Put them in a celery. I want to say corn. Some other vegetables. But then let it all stew together. Rizzy wrap. With this creamy tomato with lobster crab. Lobster and crab killed her. Killed the dead. Like, because they seasoned the lobster and the crab, bro. Oh, my God. Then I messed around and had found some that they had made, that they make, like, it's the hearty soup or whatever. They got something like that. I had to start eating it, man. It had corn in it. Because one time I was eating it. Still had a little bit of the shell of the crab on it, but I almost died. But, bro, tomato, creamy tomato with lobster and crab. You ain't never had it? Try it, bro. Get you some of them Toll House crackers or get you some toast or grilled cheese. It's a wrap, buddy. But, anyways, what's your favorite soup? Between the two powers of teleporting anywhere or reading minds, which one would you choose? It's simple for me, brother. I'm teleporting anywhere. Y'all seen the movie Jumper. Samuel Jackson gonna have to do better than that. Catch me, player. And I ain't gonna be lacking like Buddy was. Hit that one bank one good time. Feel me? Gonna have a whole orchestrated plan together. Get my biggest suitcase I can find in the house. Cleaning that mug out. Getting in there delicately. While it's, you know what I'm saying, late night hours, while I know it's closed. Put it all in the bike. Teleport back home. And I'm finna live like I'm making $20,000 a year. And I'm gonna be working at the lowest paying job you can find. That ain't gonna never want or need for nothing. I'm talking about I'm paying cash everywhere I go. So, I don't know. The reading minds will be fine, but I done seen the movies, you know what I'm saying? With Bruce Willis. I think that's his name, though. Not Bruce Willis. Is it Bruce Willis? You know the actor that played in Braveheart, whatever his name is. It ain't Bruce Willis. Or is it? I don't know. And then now they got one coming out with Taraji P. Henson, which you can hear what a man think. But nah, what I'm saying is you'll be able to hear everybody mind, like read everybody mind. But it'll be for you to turn it on. But I don't know. That teleporting, dog, that's tough. Because, you know, I could do all type of foolishness. Get caught by the police, all this. And while we in there, why were you trying to arrest me? Poof. Pull me over. Grab my insurance, everything that got my name on this car, even if it ain't my car. Poof. I'm a body here, boy. You feel me? I'm gone. They get to shooting in the club. Poof. I'm gone. See somebody that owes some money. Poof. I'm gone, player. I'm gone. And it's like, reading the minds, that ain't gonna be enough. I gotta do too much to, you know. Reading your mind, that might be fine, but it's too much. I gotta do too much to get over how I'm trying to get over with this teleport. Like, oh my God. It's gonna bring new meaning to running off on the plug. Telling you, Ply's gonna have to make a song about me when I catch him. Yeah, you ain't gonna never catch me, Ply. Just know that. Unless you be waiting at my house, and I ain't gonna have but just one house, like Buddy. Like, I don't know what he was thinking. I got one house that I can teleport to. I'm teleporting back to the same place over and over again. But you lame it. I'm gonna lose my cool, but no. Yeah, definitely. Teleport anywhere I want to at any time. Oh, it's over with. It is over with, boy. But yeah, if you could pick any power, which one would it be? Teleporting anywhere or reading minds? Listeners, I want to thank y'all for y'all input and y'all feedback, and thank y'all for listening for this long. And on the next episode, we're gonna talk about what would you do if you were invisible for a day, basically on the same thing as that teleport. What was your favorite subject in high school? What would you rather do, go out or go to the movies? What do you prefer doing, ordering food or cooking at home? All right, thank you guys for listening. God bless, and I'll see y'all on the next episode.